This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So over the last hour or so of the show, we've been talking about law of attraction, but more than that, more than law of attraction, the kind of the concept of pantheism, the idea that everything is God, all of us are God, that sort of idea. Also, the concept of creation, that you are creating your own reality and so is everyone else. So we've been kind of just in this metaphysical realm, I guess you could say. And a lot of people that are listening to this show are very skeptical of this. And luckily we've had the skeptics calling in tonight to call us out and ask the tough questions, because it's through conversation that people can come to understand things. And or at the very least, whether you agree with it or not is up to you to decide, but at least then you could better understand where it is that we are coming from.
I think it works. There's a lot of corollaries to the way people come around to the idea and message of liberty. It takes really being willing to take an honest look at your beliefs and your values and where those came from and how you made them up, and being willing to honestly evaluate them and say, is this still effective? Is this still a belief that I want to hold on to?
So some of the critique the recent critique was, well, you guys are, 90% of it, I agree with what you're saying, that, we can create pretty much what we want for ourselves, and being positive is good, and deciding to feel better is a choice that you can make. And so a lot of people are agreeing, but then, there's that last 10% of the super metaphysical kind of concepts that just are very hard to deal with. And as an example, for me, being relatively new to these ideas within the last couple of years, kind of coming around to them and being certainly very skeptical up front, but at the same time unable to deny the evidence that I'd seen in my life for these things. So just coming closer and closer and continuing to understand more and more about these ideas. One of the ones you just described at the end of the last hour, Sam, this idea of 100% responsibility, this is probably the most recent step for me, is taking the step to really kind of understanding this. Because coming from the individualist perspective as a liberty-minded person would want to come from, or would be coming from, having someone say, well, you're 100% responsible for the bombings that are going on in Pakistan, is a pretty shocking statement. It's something that a liberty-minded person who's an individualist is going to recoil back and say, whoa, 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 how can you say I'm responsible? I didn't push the button to stop it? I didn't push the button that dropped the bombs. I didn't order those men to go over there. I'm against the war. I've rallied against the war. How could I possibly be 100% responsible for it? And I thought Mark's example with the RC car was kind of interesting, because it really helped tie it together for me, I think.
I am a super genius.
And the idea was that essentially the RC car, you and I, Mark, Mark and Sam and I all have controllers for the RC car, and we're all working the controls, and the RC car is going to do a certain thing as a result of that. So the analogy there was that the RC car was the universe, and that all of us have the controllers, and therefore we're 100% responsible for the direction this world is going in. Whether it's the direction we want it to go in or not is certainly a good question, and that all has to do with what the other people with the controllers believe and how they feel. And
no, it all has to do with the impact that you have on the other people using the controllers. If you were to get out in front of these folks and say, look, here's where I want to take the car, can we work together and take the car over here? There's a good chance that the car is going to get where you want it to go, versus if you're just trying to do it by yourself, and especially if you're just sitting there saying, well, other people are controlling the car, and I can do little things here, but I don't have any real say over this car. I'm a victim of what
these other people are doing to the car, whereas you can influence those other people to do what you're hoping that they'll do, to come to the same conclusion about what should happen with the car. And that's, from a larger perspective, from a liberty perspective, that's what those who love liberty are trying to do is, yep, or they are doing, is they're getting out there and they're putting their voices out there, whether it's on the internet or whether it's on radio or television or in print or to their friends and their family members or their coworkers, and they're talking about how it is the car's going off in the wrong direction, and that what we need to do is respect our neighbors, honor our neighbors' choices, and come around to that new level of consciousness that is really truly allowing our neighbors to be free, so we, in point of fact, can have that freedom for ourselves. And then the car will go off in a different direction, in a direction that, you know, the universe will go in a direction that will be unhindered growth and wealth creation and far more, you know, longer living and all kinds of wonderful things that we don't have today, because there's just so much, you know, there's so much anger and misunderstanding and so many problems. Have I rambled too much?
No, I think that's a good summary.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls here at 800-259-9231. So we go to Matt, who is on the line in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Okay, here's the direction I want it to go in. Words are very important. I want it to stop being called the law of attraction. That is a very poorly chosen wording.
All right,
you guys have been talking about.
What's your suggestion?
Well, when I was growing up, we called it the power of positive thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I don't disagree.
About how positive thinking was a good thing. We never talked about how everything that you think and believe is attracted to you, because that's simply not true. There's things that I think and believe all the time that have not happened, that maybe will not happen, maybe will.
So what's getting in the way?
I bet they won't.
I try my best. I do my best. I think positively. But that does not mean that they're going to materialize.
Well, no, you're not thinking positively. You're thinking that no matter how hard you think about it, these things will not happen. So you're getting exactly what you want.
And the universe is saying, yep, Matt, you're right. Here you go. You're not getting it.
No. No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not that way.
You guys don't get it. This is not an absolute. You guys are treating this like it's an absolute. Let's say
it is.
Matt, do you think you're conscious of everything that you're asking for right now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
do you think
I do.
Do you think that there are people who want money really, really bad?
I've been trained in this stuff probably better than a lot of other people.
Okay.
I've had training in this stuff, and I understand it.
Matt, can I ask you a question that will help clarify?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you think there are people out there who really want to be wealthy? They think they should have a lot of money, that they deserve it?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't those people have it?
Why?
Yeah.
There's a gazillion people out there that are like that, and there's a gazillion different reasons why.
What do you think most people's relationship with money is? Would you say it's positive or negative? Do you think most people think of money and think, oh, this is great, I have unlimited abundance and wealth coming into my life, and you know, this area is just growing? Or do you think, oh, God, I've got bills?
Don't have that.
Exactly. What do they focus on?
What do they focus on?
Yeah.
There's a million gazillion different people out there in the world, and a million gazillion different people are focusing on different things.
Right, but primarily, would you say they focus on the abundance of wealth that they're creating in their life, or all the bills coming in that they can't pay? Do you think people maybe make up things about...
I would say that primarily, people are focusing on different things.
Okay, now where does that come from?
And I would not try to specify. Let me ask you a question before you go on with this,
okay,
because you're not going to get a straight answer from me on this. Do you believe in the seen and the unseen?
What do you mean by the seen and the unseen?
Do you have any concept of what Mary Ruart's the seen and the unseen is, or the liberty concept of the seen and the unseen?
Yeah, it's the idea that when government takes, as one example, when government takes a bunch of money from you, the unseen is what you could have done with that money.
Right, when you turn
exactly,
left.
Exactly. So, okay, let me take this one step further. Okay, when you talk about the law of attraction, what everybody points to is successes and failures and specific examples. Like Ian, I've seen it happen in my life, okay? Well, that's because he's seen it. what he hasn't seen and what you haven't seen and what people are, seem to forget is that there are people who follow these rules just like they say, and it doesn't work for them.
We'll come back with more here, and if Matt wants to hang through, we'll bring him back as well. 800-259-9231. What about all the failures? We'll address that in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And in addition to that, I need to tell you about our friends at LegalZoom. Oh, hang on a second there. Let's try that.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, that's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 on your order. I've used it. And it's fast and easy, and I recommend that you go make your will right now if you haven't done that, or living will, or any of those documents that'll help help your family in the untimely event of your demise.
800-259-9231. We continue discussing the realm of the metaphysical, the power of positive thinking, or is law of attraction a better term for it? That's kind of where the discussion has gone here, and we're going to get into some more objections as we return to the phone calls. But I think law of attraction suggests there's a little bit more to it than the power of positive thinking. That certainly, if that's where you want to stop, is that positive thinking is good and I want to think positively, it's going to help. It's going to be a good thing, to, I think, to do in your life. Who would say that's a bad idea? But the law of attraction suggests that there's a little more to it. The law of attraction goes about attempting to explain the metaphysical universal forces that explain why positive thinking is such a benefit to someone's life.
I think it's more of attempting to gain a greater understanding of ourselves and what it is that gets in our way in our daily lives, the beliefs and subconscious things that are driving our behaviors. It's a way to become conscious and aware of those so that we understand we are choosing to respond a certain way, and that 100% of the time we are at choice.
So I want to go back to the phones here with Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Now, Matt, just a moment ago you'd asked a question about, well, it's easy for you guys to sit out there and say this about, oh, you want to be rich and then you're going to get rich and you just have to think positively about it. But what about all those people who have thought positively about getting rich or being wealthy and it didn't work for them? What about those who claim that they have, you know, gone and learned about the law of attraction and then they've applied the concepts to their lives and nothing materialized for them? Did that essentially recap what you were getting at there, Matt?
In a way, there's a little bit more to it than that, but in a way, let's keep it at that for now, because there is unseen people. What the people who are going to argue in favor of the law of attraction are or do is they point at successes and they ignore the failures. They ignore, they make excuses. They say, oh, he did it wrong.
What are the failures? I don't understand.
People who have applied this concept of the law of attraction. It's the same as prayer. It's the same as people who believe in God. And if you pray hard enough to God, it will help. It's the same concept.
Hold on, Matt. Do you know anybody in your life who you see doing something just really destructive to themselves, some behavior that they have or whatever it is, where it's just really ineffective for them?
Yes, I have, and they're
okay.
Successful.
And do you tell them that, look, here's what you're doing, and this doesn't work? Do they say, oh, okay, you're right, and change it right away?
No, because
why
he's
not?
Very successful. Because he's a successful human being. Just because you're destroying yourself, just because you have bad habits, doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be unsuccessful at life.
No, I don't think anybody said
there's
that.
There's drunks, there's drug addicts that are very successful, wealthy people with families, and they're very happy.
Yes.
So it depends on how you're going to define success and destruction. What I define as success and destruction is different from what you describe as success and destruction.
Okay.
You see, the whole concept is so nebulous that it can fit into anybody's thought patterns that wants it to fit. It's the same as religion. That's what it is. The law of attraction, as I understand it, as it's written, as it's being presented in this modern age, is nothing more than rehashed New Age stuff from the 70s.
So what would
and
be
it's the same
so,
old religion?
What actually,
would be
it
so
goes
bad?
Back a little further than the 70s. It goes back to, you know, the teachings of Jesus
but
and
what, but I don't.
Buddha.
But
Matt,
and,
Let's say
I'm only 49 years old. Okay. You start going past the 70s, and gotcha. I really have no experience.
Let's say that somebody created, you know, just said, let's use power of positive thinking as a religion. Let's say they did that. It is a religion. Right. What's the worst thing that could happen to the power of positive thinking being a religion?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Right. I mean, do you
see crusades
being fought over that?
Positive thinking. Here's the worst thing that could happen. Somebody could exercise that power of positive thinking. Something absolutely dreadful happens that they had no control over for whatever reason, because there are situations that people get into that they have no control over for whatever reason, and they could
end up
getting very depressed and killing themselves. I mean, there's all kinds of bad things happening out there that people do have no control over.
Do you think people make what they're worth?
You're really bad at positive thinking if you kill yourself over it.
I'm just telling you what the worst thing that could possibly happen. I'm just hypothetical.
Right, and I'm telling you that somebody would be really bad at thinking positively if they killed themselves.
Yeah.
Well, that's because, you know, they get so disappointed that it didn't work. For whatever reason. I mean, all kinds of twists and turns happen in a life. The problem with the law of attraction, as you guys talk about it, as is talked about, is that it's absolute. There's these absolutes. If, you know, people get this concept that if something bad happened to you, it's because you didn't exercise the law of attraction right.
No. If something bad, Matt, hold on. Let me correct that. If something bad happens to you, it's not because you didn't attract, you didn't think positively. It's because you attracted exactly that. And bad is a judgment call. Something happened.
That's what I mean. There you go. So if I'm at work.
Okay.
Here you go. If I'm at work and I have to deliver a spy camera to work, because this is something that I actually had to do.
Okay.
So I had to go to a hospital and deliver a spy camera. Now, I walk into the door, and there's some crazy lunatic. This didn't happen, but I'm just giving you a hypothetical. And there's some crazy lunatic there waving a gun around, and he shoots me in the head, and now I'm dead.
Okay.
Now, I attracted that to myself somehow. How did that work? I somehow thought, gee, I'd like to die today.
Thanks for the call, Matt. Appreciate the questions. And the discussion.
I wouldn't say that you attracted that, but I would say that whatever it is, maybe it's because you're depressed after losing a job or whatever. Who knows what goes through people's minds, but the universe lines up people that want things to happen. It only says yes. So it will find somebody that wants to shoot somebody else, and it will find somebody that wants to get shot, and it will put them in the same place at the same time.
Get shot.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I go that far with it, Sam. I'm sort of the opinion of with the RC car analogy again. You control the car, not the ground.
All right, when we come back, we've got to go over, you know, beliefs and how they have come into play here, because that's the thing that's missing.
Okay, 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. You just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. Stickle CAI toll-free line for you. You can, again, bring up anything here that we have been talking about. The realm of the metaphysical here for quite a while, actually, on this program as the calls continue to come in about it. But before we continue with the phone calls, Sam, give me a favorite memory from last year's 2008 Liberty Forum.
Last year's Liberty Forum. Oh, gosh.
Chasing down John McCain?
Yeah, jumping in the elevator, getting thrown out. Mm-hmm. That was a blast. Being around all the people in that environment, the energy that's there is phenomenal. You're not going to find it anywhere else.
It's a lot of fun, and it's coming up here in March, first weekend, 5th through the 8th. It's going to be in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Lots of great liberty-minded people will be together in the same place. They'll be brainstorming, networking, libating, after-hours parties, dinners, lunches, all kinds of great times, including panel discussions, keynote speeches. Just announced that Dr. Mary Ruart, who is the author of Healing Our World, somebody who, while it's not particularly obvious in her book, is definitely, I would say, by my deduction of who she quoted for the book, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Into some of the same ideas that we're talking about here. And so Dr. Mary Ruart is, of course, she's an amazing writer and incredibly persuasive at sharing the ideas of liberty and talking about honoring our neighbor's choices and allowing others to be free. She's going to be there keynoting, as well as Richard Heller from the Heller versus D.C. gun case and so many other big names like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him as WWE's Kane, but it's not just the big names that you want to come out for. It's the camaraderie, it's the networking, it's the meeting people that are like you, that believe in freedom.
And the late night parties.
That was fun too. All right, so it's all coming up here on early March. Get all the details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live the entire time, so freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code to save 10%. That's 2009 FTL, 2009 FTL.
Now, before we continue with the phone call, Sam, you wanted to kind of reset here and lay something down, right?
Yeah, I want to talk about beliefs and how they come into play here. I think that's the thing that people are missing when we talk about this law of attraction stuff, and when it comes to getting things that you interpret as something that you didn't want to happen. How is it that this stuff happens?
And like the person that gets shot walking into a
hospital. Let's stick with the example of money. There are a lot of people out there that want to be rich, that really believe that they should be rich. What I want to point out is we all have beliefs about money. What are some of the ones we make up? Money is the root of all evil.
That's one of the most prevalent ones, I would say, in this society.
Time is money. Who tells themselves that people who are rich are unhappy? I mean, you see it all the time. Mm-hmm. The soap stars and stuff are out there doing horrible things. Money's dirty. It's not a clean business to be in.
Right, and they'll also tell themselves, and because a lot of people believe money is the root of all evil, they'll tell themselves that, well, if you make less, then that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, or that, you know, rich people are mean. Now, let's take each one of those. If money's the root of all evil, well, do I like to think of myself as evil? No, I like to think that I'm good, and I want to be right about myself being good. I want to be right about my life being happy. And in this case, if you have all of these beliefs that you've made up about money, positive thought will actually work to keep you poor, because you're being right about you being a good person who is not evil, who is not a nice guy, because rich people are mean. If you were rich, then you'd be mean. So the universe is telling you yes. It's telling you yes to all of your beliefs about money and what it means to possess money. And until you are willing to take a look at those beliefs and really evaluate them and say, are these true? Then you're going to keep getting the same results, because
And how did I learn these beliefs? Most of them were implanted. Again, this goes back to a conversation we had earlier tonight about money. Most of us learned about money from our parents or our
experience in life,
our religious figures. But no, first you learn from people who tell you things about it.
Right.
You experience things about money. Like you might.
And have you ever wondered why the successful people, while there's some families that may have 9 kids and all 9 of them turn out to be successful top 10% income earners? Because they grow up with certain beliefs about the way the world is, and those beliefs are more empowering, more effective for them to go out and apply in the world than the people who learn that money is the root of all evil.
So I want to come back to one thing that you were saying during the break there, Mark. You were pointing out that this whole conversation isn't something that really excites you, because you're not here to recruit anybody into some sort of religion.
To me, it shows up as proselytizing, okay? And I find, you know, proselytizing to be generally a combative experience. Whether it's, you know, somebody coming to the door talking to you about their religion, whether it's somebody, when somebody raises their hands and says hallelujah or praise God in their everyday life, or Jesus spoke to me or whatever, all the experiences of proselytizing to me show up as combative. Like, I don't like it. So I don't like to talk to other people about it that don't agree with me any more than that respect. I like to find common ground. And I find people that, that go after, I find the skeptics and the atheist types that would want to go after it. Now, they don't want to accept this for themselves, but I find it proselytizing their atheism. So, either way, for me, it's a combative experience, and I don't like it.
I see where you're coming from in that it's combative, and if that's how you feel, that's fine. And I can understand, especially as voices have raised on this, you know, in the last hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you could accuse us of proselytizing liberty on this program. And
it's
not combative? Well, now,
it's
okay.
It's a moral position that can be related into people's religions, and you can use their religion. In most cases, I know Christianity pretty well. You can wrap liberty into Christianity pretty well.
All I'm saying, Mark, is as far as what your objections were, that you didn't want to create a combative situation, if you're on the air and you're talking about liberty and your vision of what your understanding of liberty differs so greatly from somebody else who believes they're free but might happen, in point of fact, to believe in taxation and to believe in all kinds of unfree things, there's that cognitive dissonance there that's going to create, that's going to possibly result in some sort of level of conflict. We have it happen every Saturday night when, you know, the people that are the warmongers call in and we get into it on the show. So somebody could very easily say, well, you're on the air proselytizing liberty. And I'll admit that, you know, this show or our viewpoints, while it is an open format show and anyone can call about anything, obviously we're propagandists for the message of freedom. And I embrace that idea, and I think it's fine. Certainly, this is not the law of attraction show. It's not the focus of the program. It happens to be where we went to tonight. But I think the conversation is good because it helps people see all the different sides of what are out there, and they can evaluate for themselves, you know, what they believe to be true. And whatever you decide to choose for you is great with me. It is not.
Me too.
While it would be nice for people to come to a more empowering view of their own lives, I think that'd be fine and dandy. It doesn't really matter too much to me on a personal, internal level, because what's most important to me is how I feel and what I'm choosing for myself. So with all that in mind, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Oh, and one other thing I'd like to address. There was an objection brought up that, well, you guys even talking about this stuff is it's damaging to your credibility.
Yeah, I think that you're taking our credibility far too seriously.
Well, now let's set that aside for a moment and talk about the idea of, well, what we say on this show could be considered damaging on any topic. If we're talking about liberty and somebody disagrees with that viewpoint, they could say, well, you're not credible in this discussion of how to fight a war because you just want to stop war. You're losing your credibility there. And in the case of these people that are listening, these skeptics, the scientific types that are listening here and saying, well, you guys don't have any scientific studies to back up your law of attraction claim, so therefore I don't believe in it, therefore it's not true. I think that they're bugged. A lot of them are really bothered because what they see from their perspective, and I'm hoping I can put myself into their place because I feel like I was once there. From their perspective, it's like, well, I'm very logical and I'm very, you know, I'm very to the point here, and I see that liberty makes sense. It's logically correct. And now you guys are over into this realm of metaphysics, and I thought I was with you guys, and I liked the feeling of being with you 100%.
Right.
And
I agree
you
with.
Are saying something different that I don't agree with, and it makes me uncomfortable.
People I agree with are better people than people I disagree with. And that's just the experience that everybody has in the world. They like the people they agree with, they dislike the people they disagree with, and so it's difficult to find things about the show where we talk largely about liberty that you might disagree with us on. Well, you know.
Now you found one.
Yeah.
More coming up
here.
Get over it. 800-259-9231. You can take control, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future.
You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy to follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
If only moments remain, we're going to try to sneak your call in here if you are on the line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Martin.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. And you can buy virtually anything in dozens of categories. Free Super Saver shipping, a whole lot of items, and a percentage of the sale will go to Free Talk Live when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, I'm going to take some folks have been, that are not necessarily on the Law of Attraction topic and people that have been waiting patiently, like Jake in Illinois. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live. Jake in Illinois, going once. Jake in Illinois going
to doze off. He waited so long.
We're going to try Alex in New Jersey instead. Alex, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Alex?
Well, I tried calling in on the AMP line, and it wasn't working, so I called the GCN line. But anyway, I talked to my friend Mike yesterday, and I found out that he got arrested. And he got arrested for accidentally knocking on someone else's door going, "Let me in, let me in." Now, it turns out that he had a blood alcohol level of 0.38.
Which He's lucky he was able to knock on anything.
Now, he thought he was knocking on his own house, mm-hmm. trying to yell at his mom to let him in.
Wow.
But he was actually a mile down the road, and he had no clue what was going on.
I have been there, let me tell you.
How did he get home?
I don't know.
He got arrested.
How did he get to the door that he banged on?
What?
How did he get to the door that he banged on?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I guess that's what having a blood alcohol content of 0.38.
Was there a car in the driveway that he might have locomoted himself to that house with?
I don't know if he drives. I don't think he does. He takes.
So you think he just wandered down, got really, really wasted, and just wandered down there? That's a possibility.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the cops came, and they took him away, and they handcuffed his arm to a pole, and it was really tight for him and everything. And they gave him a bunch of papers to sign. And he was so drunk, he goes, "You know, what are these papers?" He had no clue, so he just signed them.
Oh, boy.
And one of the papers had something about stealing a car on it.
Mm.
And now he's thinking, because he was too drunk to read it, he thinks that the cops kind of coerced him while he was drunk into signing this guilty plea for stealing a car. And now he thinks he's real screwed.
Oh, man, that is awful. What do you say to something like that? I mean, besides, next time, don't get so drunk. don't get so drunk to the point where you might put your name on a dotted line that could really hurt you.
And the
I would think you'd be able to challenge that evidence and get that thrown out.
The wall, and the handcuffs are really tight, and the cops are being mean to him. But only after he signed the papers, the cops let him loose, and they were acting like they were his best friend.
Yeah, then they're your buddies. Sure, sure. It's a very typical story, and I'm sorry to hear that it happened to your friend. And I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Man, just. I was in a similar situation as a young man. It was my 17th birthday out in the middle of this very rich neighborhood. Got really drunk with my friends that night and just ended up splitting off from them for whatever reason. Went off in my own direction and ended up on some guy's front porch, banging on his front door, just like that. Luckily, when I came to, I was allowed to go home instead of being arrested. My parents were called. They came out and picked me up. And I swore off drinking after that because all I'd known about drinking was that when you drink to the max.
Yeah, drink till you get drunk.
You know, finally, a decade later, I learned actually how to drink responsibly, and now I'm okay. So we continue with your phone calls, and we talk to, I believe, Martin is on the line from across the pond. Martin, you're on the Amp Line.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I've found this quite a nice story from The Guardian, which is a liberal left newspaper over here.
Okay.
It's about a 72-year-old milkman from Lancashire who was in court today charged with selling drugs.
Wow.
And he wasn't a big-time drug dealer or anything. He was selling cannabis. He only sold to 17 specific customers, and these customers were elderly people suffering from painful diseases like multiple sclerosis.
Oh, God.
Now they're going to throw the book at him, huh?
Well, he got off lightly, sort of.
Oh, that's
he
good.
Got a 36-week jail sentence, suspended for a year.
36 weeks?
So if he does something bad within the next year, he'll go to jail for 36 weeks.
But the fact is, he's no longer providing this great service to these, 17 elderly people that were, suffering as a result of their diseases.
He is not, which just makes the whole thing so crazy.
How did they catch him?
I really don't see what they intended to get out of prosecuting this guy.
How did they catch this guy?
How they catch him?
Yeah.
It doesn't say, I'm afraid. I have no idea. Mm.
Obedience is what they hope to get out of this guy. There was another lady over in the UK who was in her 70s who was making cannabis brownies for some of her elderly friends who got pain relief out of the brownies, and she went to jail as well.
It's sad and tragic.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for the call and the downer of a story. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Continuing with Jake, we're going to try him again in Illinois. Jake, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's fun to hear you waxing philosophical, on these philosophical issues. You should be out there killing statists.
That's right.
Well,
fix the bayonets.
Yeah, I've kind of rejected the whole violent approach at this point, but I see where you're coming from.
I've been listening to you guys for a couple hours. I walked away from the phone and I got missed, and I appreciate you getting back to me.
Only on Free Talk Live.
I have a lot to say, but I've been educated in government schools, so I talk very slowly. So I'm going to try to step it up.
Okay.
First of all, I want to urge all your callers to go to the Free Talk Live website and order at least 3 Mary Ruark Healing Our World books, and I'd like you to send them to our President Barack Obama, and also I'd like you to send to Sarah Palin because if they get the barrage of books, Healing Our World, Barack Obama and Sarah Palin, we can't lose. You can go to Free Talk Live, order them on...
It's an interesting approach. So you're suggesting that if enough of the same book come in, they might actually take the hint and read it?
They might spark their little dim brains. Well, no, it might spark an interest. And, they may open the book and start reading it and start getting interested. So I would recommend all your listeners go to Free Talk Live website. Just click on
go to amazon.freetalklive.com.
Or better yet, just have all the listeners hold the intention that these people get this book and actually read it and come to understand the message of liberty.
Thank you, Jake, for the call. 800-259-9231-2. Don in Texas. Don, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, Ian. Thanks for having me on.
Sam's here, too. What's up, Don?
Well, you know, listening to the law of attraction comments that were brought in, I found it interesting because what it sounded like to me that I was hearing was a lot of, it's kind of like the young guy who picked up the karate book. He read the book and he was ready for his black belt, but he didn't do a lick of discipline or anything to really propel himself into the art. And the law of attraction, those laws are, they do require an element of discipline. And so what I mean by that is to practice them on a daily basis and to begin to live this new way of thinking and perceiving the things in this world. But oftentimes we get bogged down by all the baggage that we brought up to that point.
Yes.
That we haven't addressed and dealt with and discarded appropriately.
And by baggage, do you mean the beliefs that people make up about the way the world is, about the way they are, about what they're capable of?
Precisely.
Our old beliefs, the ones that were planted. I mean, as Mark and I have discussed, we still struggle with old thoughts that were implanted in us by the old religions that we were members of. I mean, it's tough to shift away from those. It's a constant process of when those thoughts come in, taking an active role and shifting toward the ones that you want to be thinking.
Those beliefs are comfortable, familiar, and known, and to let go of them and to see, you know, what might actually be out there is a little scary for people, and for a lot of folks, it's easier just to hold on.
Indeed, the unknown is certainly a place that's no comfort zone for most of us. But I'm also talking about the baggage in addition to that, like the baggage of interpersonal relationships and all the psychological stuff that each person comes up with through their childhood, and often we carry that stuff into adulthood.
Yes.
But without properly addressing it, I'll give you an example. So a guy's dating a girl, and she just totally dumps him, wrecks it all. But he was hoping and praying and trying to manifest the girl of his dreams, and all the while he thought she was the one. Incidentally, he perceives the situation as just horrible, bad, and awful. But what maybe an outsider or the universe might look at it and say, no, I was just cleaning off the table to put the right one in his life.
Right, absolutely, because, you know, the law of attraction can't make that girl perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It can, however, get you the perfect girl.
Thank you for the call tonight. Just like when a lot of people lose their jobs, in many cases, it's the best thing that ever happens to them because the next one that's coming is even better in many different ways.
That's the way it works.
A lot of people have experienced that. But, of course, if you tell yourself that this is awful, this is terrible, and you mire yourself down in that belief system, well, then maybe it won't be that great for you. More coming up tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.